purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Conservative, quirky, from the Fox News studios in New York City. Get ready for a fresh look at the day's events. It's the Tom Shalhoub Show.
That it is. It is Tom Shalhoub, and I welcome you and thank you for joining us on this holiday edition of the Tom Shalhoub Show. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. This is what we're doing this Thanksgiving Day. We're playing some of our favorite interviews with our favorite guests over the past several months. In this first hour, a number one Fox star, a big get for me, Tucker Carlson. So we'll be speaking to him. And later in the hour, Jason Chaffetz, the former congressman, used to sleep on a cot in D.C. Now he, well, maybe sleeps on a cot here in New York. I don't know when he's here. He could. Sometimes I do that, too. So Jason will be coming up later in the hour. But now let's go to the man, the marquee star, Mr. Tucker Carlson. Jonah Goldberg wrote yesterday, "You idiot reporters are making it worse." And I'm wondering why it's worse. First, he blames Trump for the climate in the country. But then he goes on to say, "But you guys are making it worse." But I'm wondering if those guys are making it worse or if they're just proving Trump right. Today, Brett Stevens wrote, "He's finally glad that Trump is president." Well, maybe the author of Ship of Fools can discuss this with me. Tucker Carlson's in here in the studio. Welcome, Tucker.
Great to see you, Tom.
Yeah, did you see the articles that I was mentioning?
I love Jonah. Jonah was a neighbor of mine for many years, a very nice person. He's a fellow Springer Spaniel owner and a dog lover. And
Smart guy.
I don't care if he invades Canada single-handedly. I will never criticize him. We disagree, but we are friends, and he's a great guy. Brett Stevens is the single dumbest person in this country, and it's a big country. It's like 330 million. That's not easy to take that and to be a columnist who's paid to vomit forth ludicrous opinions, even when they're wrong consistently over a period of decades. I mean, it's kind of right there tells you everything about why Trump got elected.
Yeah.
Because I'm not making an argument against elites. I'm not against elites. Every society has them. Every people are hierarchical. I'm against dumb elites who make consistently disastrous decisions, never acknowledge it, and refuse to learn.
Yeah. And that's
Brett Stevens in a phrase.
What if he lived next to you and owned a spaniel?
First of all, I'm a sucker for people in general. So it's like I would, if Idi Amin was like an engaging dinner partner, I would defend him. Yeah. I'm very shallow. So it doesn't. And Jonah's just a good guy.
Yeah. And his book is great. I mean, I loved his. I had him in here, and I didn't even want to go into the Trump discussion because he had such great stuff in his book. So we just spent the whole time on that.
But Brett Stevens, I would say, is without any redeeming qualities that I have noticed. And there's a Mrs. Stevens, and I'm sure, she's been on the case longer than I am. Sure, there's something good in there. I haven't seen it, though.
Yeah, so the book is Ship of Fools, and I noticed you mentioned on the other night, you don't like promoting yourself, but you got a book, but you said you're kind of uncomfortable in kind of plugging the book all the time.
Well, the amazing thing is if you work at Fox, it's the audience at Fox is so loyal and so engaged that you can be the most inept salesman. I couldn't sell crack to a crackhead. I'm just not good at it.
Yeah.
And I'm too, I don't know what's wrong with me, but I didn't grow up in a family that sold stuff. Everyone was a writer, an artist or something. And I've just never been good at it. I'm uncomfortable with it.
As am I. Although you almost have to in the current world. I remember when this started happening with stand-up comedy. The world of stand-up was you did your job on the stage.
Right.
And then you didn't talk about it. And if you were tooting your own, you wouldn't even say, if you were booked on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, you let your friends talk about it. You wouldn't even, you know, say it yourself. And you let your agent do the talking.
Right.
And
no,
even
right.
actors had that, but especially with comedians. And then we had the revolution, and it was Dane Cook and these guys that would post about, you know, tonight, you know, you gotta come out and help me out and, you know, be my fans and everything. And then it just changed, and everyone said, oh, we can beg for people's approval.
I don't like that. I don't. And by the way, I'm a cable news anchor, so obviously, I mean, you know, sold out? I mean, 10X, yes, I get it, but I still don't like it. I mean, when I was a kid, my father was made my brother and me write thank you notes after birthdays and Christmas, and he would come in and proof them, and he was a total authoritarian about it, like for real.
Yeah.
And if we had more than one sentence that began with the word I, he would say, oh, it's about you? Oh, I thought it was a thank you note to someone else for a gift that you received. But it's about you now, isn't it? Why don't you rewrite this?
That is the best. That is classic. I hope my dad's listening to that because he would love that. So in your book, I'm just going to skip into page 181 because this is the foundation for a great conversation. The first line, you know, yeah, I told you yesterday when I ran into you in the hallway, you said everyone's lying. I don't even know what your quote was. I'm going to mangle it. But you were on one of the Fox shows, and you were on with Dana, and you said everyone is lying all the time.
Everyone is lying all the time. The pressure to lie is almost irresistible. You have to.
Yeah.
It's insane. We've created a society where lying is mandatory. It's very destructive.
So I spent a whole hour on that quote. I mean, I credited you with it, and then I went on to, you know, to kind of prove it with my listeners for the rest of the hour. But today's quote, what if a small group of unhappy people got to write the rules for your personal life? I mean, that's everywhere in Ship of Fools, that kind of sentiment. Essentially, a small group of individuals that you don't really know, you might see them on Twitter or something, are making the rules that we all have to live by in politics, in pop culture, the movies that we see. And in this, it's the personal life, and you're talking about feminism.
Yeah, I mean, look, again, every society is hierarchical because people are, animals are, dogs are. So that's always kind of been the case. What's changed is that the people making the rules are the last people who should be making the rules. In other words, if you're going to someone for advice about something, you want to make sure the person has demonstrated mastery of the subject. You would never take, you know, real estate advice from a homeless person or get financial advice from Bernie Madoff. You just wouldn't because they don't know what they're talking about. So why are we taking advice on marriage and child raising and human sexuality from people who lead barren, desperate, unhappy lives whose best friend is a pint of Ben and Jerry's? I'm serious. I know the people who are the upholders of our personal code of sexual ethics, and every one of them is like a loser freak. Like, you would never, ever, if you were sane, take personal life advice from them. Maybe you'd take, you know, advice on gardening or something.
Yeah.
But if you're taking advice on how to be happy in your private life, you want to speak to a long married person with a deep and happy, content, stable marriage with kids who respect them. You know, like the basic thing, someone with some self-awareness and a sense of humor. These people are just the opposite, and yet they have a hammer lock on what you're allowed to say about marriage and child raising. Well, who made this up?
Yeah, well, that's the – you used Betty Friedan as an example, which I hadn't really thought about it, but when you pointed out the fact that in her – was it The Feminine Mystique, her big book? Okay. She did the laundry. She did all the work, and she found it unrewarding. She was a wife and a mother, and she was there for her kids, and she described the ennui, the trouble with leading a meaningful life as a wife. And that caused a lot of people to look at the way they were living their lives. But now the people who are doing feminist writing, they never did the – they're still talking about the same things that she was talking about, but they didn't do the life that she did.
So Betty Friedan, Betty Friedan was, I think, an unhappy, complex person, kind of a disgusting person in some ways. But she made a pretty decent argument, which was people should have a choice. And you ought to be able, if you're a woman, you ought to be able to, like, decide what you want to do. And who's against that? She was right. I mean, this was written 50 years ago. Now feminism has been distorted into, like so many left-wing ideals, into the opposite of what it was, the mirror image. And now feminists argue that you have a very narrowly prescribed path ahead of you. Like, If you deviate from it, you're somehow selling out your sex.
Yeah.
And they sincerely believe it's much more virtuous to serve global capitalism than to have a family. It's better to work at some dumb investment bank than to have children. Like, what?
Isn't it true? It's funny. I always make these Venn diagrams in my mind with people who are... Because I'm right-wing, and I'm not even that into capitalism as a thing. You know,
I'm not into it at all.
I know.
I don't like it, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, it's better than socialism, but, like, why are we pledging allegiance to global capitalism? Like, it destroys tradition and precedent. It actually really harms the family in a lot of ways. Like, is the theological ideal to increase shareholder value? Like, why do we buy into this exactly?
Well, that's it. The idea that the feminist who is looking at working in a high rise, you know, in the corporate environment as the ultimate thing that women should achieve, you know, they are also the ones who are sending around in their emails the story of stuff. Do you know that video
No.
It talks about, you know, the chain of the story of stuff is this thing that they're teaching in schools where it's essentially a screed against capitalism. But it's almost like their life goals aren't matching up with
their... They're obedient servants of capitalism. It's disgusting. I mean, so actually, like, if you're a woman who decides, you know, I kind of want to stay home, maybe I'll take my shoes off in the kitchen and get pregnant, because maybe that's what I want.
Yeah.
You are somehow, like, you're everything they hate. What? Sheryl Sandberg, who, you know, works 14 hours a day on behalf of a publicly traded company, she's, like, a better person than a woman who has 6 kids and stays home and raises them? Like, speak slowly so I can understand. Why? I don't understand. So, like, Sheryl Sandberg makes the case in her book, Lean Forward, which I actually read. And by the way, let me just say, I know Sheryl Sandberg, and I've always liked her. I think she's super charming and smart.
Yeah.
But she makes the case in her book that there's no difference between men and women at all. And once we internalize that, we'll be much more efficient as business people. In other words, like, people are just widgets sitting in a bin awaiting assembly. And that's a lie, because there are profound differences between men and women. Doesn't mean they shouldn't have equality of opportunity, but they're not the same.
Yeah.
Okay? That sameness, it's dulling, it's robotic, it's exactly what you don't want imposed upon you, and yet it's the ideal that business pushes because it's more efficient. It's sick.
Actually. Also, the passion that they talk about, that men and women have no differences, and yet they will argue that there are such great differences,
right,
because of skin color. And they'll say that's why we need to have all the different skin colors working for our company, because they're fundamentally different people because of their skin color.
Well, that's the other problem, is that these are not sort of qualified moral philosophers making up these sort of fake philosophies.
Yeah.
I mean, this is kind of like the baby boom's contribution to global philosophy is second wave feminism. It's like moronic, actually. You can't, I mean, if you think Kierkegaard is like hard to get your head around, listen to Gloria Steinem explain what she actually believes. It doesn't make any sense. Like, I'm serious. It's like dumb people stuff.
Yeah.
Because she is a dumb person.
Well, I mean, here's some philosophy today. This was in the Daily Beast. Talking about the parade of, Margaret Carlson. The parade of, the male grievance backlash parade. So that's the theme of the article. But she said this, that we were forced this week to actually, Margaret Carlson said, when, after a moment of worrying about a woman attacked, we're asked to worry more about a man accused. Isn't that the foundation of Western culture, of our justice system, is we do worry about the accused?
Well, of course we do.
But that is presented as a, can you believe what's going on in our society?
So funny, the lyrics from Bob Dylan's Hurricane, the tribute to Reuben Carter, Falsely Tried,
yes,
are repeating in my head. You know, that was written, 50 years ago? And that was kind of like the anthem of the left. Like, there's nothing worse. We would rather see the guilty go free than the innocent imprisoned, because there's nothing worse than punishing the innocent. And that was that's the principle of our entire justice system. Everything else is just commentary.
Yeah.
Like, that's why we have all these checks and balances, so we don't make the single worst mistake you can make, which is to punish an innocent man or woman. So, but, like, now it's flipped on its... Look, this is just too dumb, actually. And I think conservatives make a huge mistake in playing along with it in that sort of dog-like, literal, ingenuous way. They have, well, I think it's like, no. You don't mean anything you're saying. This entire argument is conducted in bad faith. You seek only power, and I'm going to do everything I can to push you back and to maintain the traditional space we've had in this country between the individual and the government, from the individual and the mob, because that's really what's at stake here.
Have you got an answer yet? I mean, I've seen you pose the question. It's something you talk about in your show.
Am I mentioned in that piece? I see a picture of me. She's an old friend of mine. I hope she didn't attack me. That would bum
me right
out.
No, well, this one here? This is Kavanaugh.
Oh, that's Kavanaugh.
It's from upside down.
White guys look away.
It's a picture of Kavanaugh, but they have, look at the tears they have. It's a photo illustration.
Well, no, I love Margaret, and she's in a, we're not related. We have the same last name. But, you know, one thing that's been happening in Washington recently that really bums me out is people have started attacking their old friend over political differences. I don't think she would do that. I'm sure she disagrees with everything I say.
Uh-huh.
And vice versa. But, like, you should put friendship ahead of politics always. And when we stop doing that, when politics becomes the only thing that matters, then things really fall. I mean, I don't want to live in that country.
Have you? Do you get calls from people, say, 6 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, whatever? Every couple of weeks, there's a hit piece on Tucker Carlson saying, Tucker Carlson's a proven racist now. Look what he said. And then they take a line out of one of your monologues. So
what's so hilarious is I'm making the case, not because I'm a virtuous person, it's because I'm a 49-year-old American who grew up believing this. I'm making a case against racism in the most explicit terms. We don't judge people on the basis of their DNA. We judge them on the basis of what they do, not on the things they can't control, their immutable characteristics. We don't hate people because they're short or dark-haired or green-eyed or black or white. That's like the basic principle of my generation. And now making that case is like evidence of racism? No, no, you understand. I'm making a case against racism explicitly, like, every third night.
But they know that your old friends, whoever it might be, people you sat across on panels, Crossfire, whatever, Democrats, they know that's what you're saying because they've heard you've said it for years. Do they call you up and say, look, I know what they're doing to you that's not good? Do you get any support from people like that?
No, of course not. I mean, and the funny, you know, I don't read anything about myself ever.
Yeah.
Ask the PR department here. Because I don't want to let it in my head, and I care what, like, 8 people think. I deeply care what they think. If they're disappointed in me, I grieve. But I don't care about what strangers think. I do, you know, I have a lot. I mean, I've been in the same town for 27 years doing the same thing. So, I mean, I know everybody in our world who's my age anyway. I don't know a lot of the super dumb young people now practicing, air quotes, journalism. But everyone, like, over 35, I know. Like, everyone.
Yeah.
And most of them are liberal, always have been. I never have been. And it's weird how many of them, like, don't want to have lunch with me. It's so strange. No, I'm serious. It actually doesn't, like, hasn't wrecked my life, but it does. It's sad. There's something sad about that.
It's sad. Tucker Carlson, I hope everyone reads your book, Tucker Carlson, Ship of Fools. Get it. I've got the review copy, not for sale.
Are you serious?
Yeah, look, it's got the sticker on it and everything. That's
okay.
What I'm
going to put my initials at the end to see if I see it on eBay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'll get you to sign it so you'll know. How a Selfish Ruling Class is Bringing America to the Brink of Revolution. Just read it. It's just full of, you know, all that Tucker stuff that you love. 833-852-4866. Tucker, thanks for being with us.
Oh, Tom, my honor.
We'll be back.
Go to TomSciullo.com, S-H-I-L-L-U-E, and find links to Tom's Twitter and Facebook to stay connected with the show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-316-4935. That's 800-316-4935. 800-316-4935.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-225-9306. That's 800-225-9306.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-225-9306. That's 800-225-9306.
Call today.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane and Reading, 241-1167.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Kevin, owner of Pages Copy Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. No matter what the job is, when it comes to print, scanning, and mailing, we do it all for you. We specialize in color copies, binding documents, making booklets, and bulk mailing. Whether it's faxing, laminating, taking passport photos, or scanning your files, we tailor to your business's needs. No job is too big or small. We do it all.
Pages Copy Center, locally owned for 30 years for all your business copy, print, and mailing services. Give Pages a call at 246-9178. Visit them at 1645 Pine Street.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon, on KCNR 1460.
Tom Shalhoub, back to the Tom Shalhoub Show. Tucker Carlson's book, A Ship of Fools. I hope you get it. I hope you heard that last segment with Tucker. Always great to talk to him. He's just a great guy to talk to, isn't he? On the way out of the studio, he said, man, I wish I had a radio show. You know, he kind of said it, I don't know, maybe jokingly or whatever, but I think he does wish he had a radio show, because you can just, you can talk to people. You can let the argument breathe. I didn't know what I was going to talk about with him. We came here and we just go. So, is this the new normal? That's what John Cornyn, the Republican, says. Let's take your calls quickly. Tom in Robertsville, Alabama.
Hey, Tom. Yeah, I was just telling your person in the screen's calls that I'm thinking that if the Democrats continue to do the politics of personal destruction, they're not only going to lose both the House and the Senate, but if they continue on, they're going to lose, they're going to make it harder for this country to function.
Well, you know what? There doesn't seem to be any signs it's slowing down, Tom. Thanks for the call. They've put all their eggs in that basket because it doesn't seem like they have a core philosophy, their far leftism, that agrees with where most of the country is. So what they got to do is make the other guy seem like the bad guy. 833-852-4866. The conversation continues on the Tom Shalhoub Show.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation's annual turkey trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center to register, or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. There's the diesel horse dash for the little gobblers, the 2-mile walk fun run for the entire family, and this year's timed race will be a rerouted 4.49 miles due to the trail damage from the car fire. Register by November 16th. Join the largest community run and walk Thanksgiving morning, the Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation Turkey Trot. A portion of this year's event will benefit Sacramento River Trail fire restoration projects.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
You're listening to Tom Shalhoub.
That's right, you are listening to Tom Shalhoub. And this is the Tom Shalhoub Show. Joining me now, I think we asked for him last week, but he was busy. You're very busy running around to do all the shows and everything. Jason Chaffetz, I got his new book, The Deep State. When did it come out?
Today.
What?
Hours ago.
Oh, my God.
It's been out for hours.
So you are doing all the shows, right?
All the shows.
I saw you on Outnumbered. Did you have the book on there?
Oh, they did flash up the book, yes.
So I got your book up in front of you, and it's on the thing, The Deep State, How an Army of Bureaucrats Protected Barack Obama and is Working to Destroy the Trump Agenda. So fantastic. It's publication day, and I want you all to pick up the book. You've been talking about – how many segments did you do on Kavanaugh on the –
Pretty much half the show on Outnumbered was dedicated to Kavanaugh. A lot of opinions, a lot of moving parts, and a lot that's going to play out in the next 8-9 days.
Will there be – right now, I didn't know this until this morning, because from what I understood yesterday, the accuser, Ms. Ford, was going to appear – we were heading for a showdown Monday, so they're going to delay the thing. The Thursday was supposed to be the vote, okay? The committee vote, not the full
committee
vote.
Committee vote, correct.
Okay. They delayed that, I guess, or the idea was it's delayed, and we're going to have a Clarence Thomas-type hearing. We're going to hear from her on Monday, and then we're going to hear from him. And he's already denied it, so he's going to deny it on Monday, and we're going to hear her details, and we would hear Democrats, try to make him look bad, and Republicans would have to decide whether they want to seem like they were prosecuting her and not believing her and all this other stuff. But apparently she hasn't said she's going to show up. Is that right?
That is the wild card here is, that, you know, supposedly the story is that she didn't want to come forward, but as Lindsey Graham pointed out, Senator Lindsey Graham, you know, she hired an attorney. She took a polygraph test. Her social media was scrubbed. So mm-hmm. She's kind of given the signals that, yeah, I really do want to come forward and I really am going to do this. But it's also concerning when the committee staff for the judiciary there in the Senate for the Republicans is saying her attorney is not answering our calls. And so I think there's going to be a mystery as to whether or not she's going to show probably up until Monday. If she doesn't show, that's another set of facts. Maybe they have the committee vote. Maybe they don't. Really probably comes down to Senator Jeff Flake. 100% of the Democrats have already voiced their opposition to Kavanaugh. So no matter how this goes, all the Dems are voting no anyway.
All the Dems on the committee.
On the committee. Now, yeah. There's some others that aren't in the committee that might be yes votes. But this is why there's peril for both sides. A degree of, this is not predictable, but I think it's just also unfair to the whole process, soup to nuts.
So I read the editorial by the Wall Street Journal, and they asked a number of questions. One of them was the why to go to such lengths? This is the Wall Street editorial page. Why go to such lengths? They're talking about her writing the letter and, you know, detailing the assault to a member of Congress.
Right.
And then saying, I want to remain anonymous. But the lengths of hiring a lawyer, she got a lawyer,
yeah.
And they mentioned, which I didn't know, she retained a lawyer, Deborah Katz, who has a history of Democratic activism and spoke in public defense of Bill Clinton against the accusations by Paula Jones. Did you know that?
I learned about that. I mean, this is all coming out since we heard her name. Wouldn't we hear about her name on Sunday? I mean, we haven't known about this person for very long.
So why go to such lengths, asked the Wall Street Journal, if she really wanted to keep her name a secret? Even this weekend, she could have chosen to remain anonymous. These are the actions of someone who was prepared to go public from the very beginning if she had to. I asked that question yesterday of Judge Napolitano, and he said, hey, that's a good point, Tommy, or whatever. He said something. He indicated that it was an interesting question, which I thought it was, and now they're asking it. Did she have any? I'm trying to think. Think of a scenario where she would have expected. I mean, she's a professor. She knows how politics works. I think she was around during the Clarence Thomas hearing. She knows how intense these things get. And so could she have any expectation that she would remain anonymous after writing a detailed account of an assault like this and sending it to someone in Congress?
I don't think anybody's had the time or the proper tools to assess her motivation, but it does feel to me, it looks like, at least has the signs that this is very orchestrated from the get-go because of the actions that she took each step of the way. One of the great mysteries out there, too, is why did Senator Feinstein hold this until the last second? You know, on the one hand, Democrats are trying to say, well, it needs the full vetting and scrutiny of the FBI. Well, if they wanted to go down that path, they could have in July, but they chose not to.
Mm-hmm.
So they made a conscious decision in July not to go down that path.
Yeah.
And all of these things, again, this is why when you're at the end of the process and a looming Supreme Court that convenes the 1st of October, you know, it is unfair to the process. I feel bad for her, the scrutiny she's going to go through. But, you know, this is American politics.
Yes. So Jason Chaffetz feels bad. I want to get that on the record. He feels bad about the scrutiny she's going to go through. Jason Chaffetz, whose new book, The Deep State, is on sale today. But I want to get some. Let's take these perspectives. Michael, I'm going to go down the list here. I want to show you what our callers are thinking here. Let's take Bonnie first. Bonnie listening on Alexa. I love that device. I don't have one, but it sounds kind of cool.
They are cool.
She's from Charleston, South Carolina. Bonnie, what is it you told Michael that sometimes what?
Sometimes women lie. I'm 72 years old. I've known a lot of females in my life. We can't say that line anymore. Everybody's afraid to say that. Everybody's afraid to say, sometimes women lie. I had a family member who lied for 40-some years, till the day she died, about being raped because it fit her narrative. I was at the party. I brought her home. I know it didn't happen, but it fit her narrative because she loved to be the victim.
Okay, Bonnie, thank you for the call. That's Bonnie listening on Alexa. I want to take Karen now in Spring Hill, Florida. Karen? Karen hung up. Let's take Scott in Mobile, Alabama then. I want to get Scott's comment because it's a little different from Bonnie's. But Scott.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to say that I'd like to see a hearing, but I don't think they want one because this is just another example of how stupid the Democratic Party thinks America is. Nope, I sat and watched the hearings on PBS, and I saw Feinstein had an opportunity to bring this up to the judge right then and there, and yet she's waiting till now. And now the lady's acting like we call it crawfishing down here. Crawfish swims backwards. And that seems like what's going on to me.
Okay, Scott, thanks for the call. So those are the two. That is when during the commercial break when you first came in here, Jason, you asked me, what are your callers saying? Those are two angles. And the other caller was someone who it was a second call with this with a similar story. I had a guy who was said he was molested by someone in the school system when he was in third grade, and he said, I remember every detail of it. And he was saying, I think it's strange that we're having someone with an account where they don't know what day, when year it happened or what house it was at and things like that. We had another caller calling up with that same kind of story. So just to kind of recap, we have Bonnie said, sometimes people lie. She used the word sometimes. Then we have the last minute angle that I have a lot of callers calling and saying this. It stinks
doesn't
to high heaven
right.
Last
yeah.
minute, yes. And then we have the angle of not necessarily the question of I don't want to get into questioning the woman's account, but the fact that memory is another issue, and we're talking about 36 years. So that's what we're getting on the phone lines. And Bonnie says nobody can say it anymore. It's interesting. In the world of talk radio, I'm hearing a lot of opinions that are kind of forbidden on panels, not just here, but any cable show. And I had someone, I was watching a show last night, and Barry Weiss from the New York Times was on, and she said, well, even if the allegations are true, is this something we want to do, go back to high school? And people went crazy. And what? It's an interesting time we're living in where people are afraid to kind of say what they're thinking, isn't it?
Well, and that's because we're dealing with so few facts. And, you know, remember that the Democrats, their goal, their objective, what they said at the beginning is no matter what we want to do is delay and defeat this person. And we'll do anything we have to do in order to achieve that. So the motive kind of fits this story. You don't want to disparage somebody who's gone through, if she really does believe it, or if it happened, something that was horrific and that nobody should have to go through. But I do think the Senate is bending over backwards to give this person an opportunity to tell her side of a he said, she said story.
And the White House as well. Would you say, what's your grade on the White House? Because Donald Trump is certainly getting good grades from...
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
Very disciplined, very measured in his approach. He went to great lengths not too long ago to say, look, Kavanaugh has been in the White House, but I'm not speaking with him because I knew somebody like you would ask me, and I want to be able to tell you I didn't speak with him. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have to do that. The president could easily speak with his nominee, but he's got to let Senator Grassley in the process with Mitch McConnell play itself out. It boils down to about four senators who are going to ultimately make this decision. Again, one of the reasons, or one of the concerns I have, every single Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee has already said, no matter what, there are no.
Yeah.
So what is it? I know you want to have this hearing.
What do they matter anyway? What are these committees? They don't really, they're not binding, are they, these committees?
You could bypass it. I mean, Mitch McConnell could bring that vote directly to the floor of the Senate. And that's happened. There's precedent without having to do that. But they're trying to go through regular
Flake
order.
Flake would be a no in that case. Is that right?
He said he's just uncertain at this point and thinks that she ought to have an opportunity to say what she wants to say. And then you got to weigh it. I think what's compelling to me is you don't see a pattern here other than this is an upstanding gentleman with a wonderful family, decades of honorable service to the court. It's unlike Harvey Weinstein or Bill Cosby or somebody where all of a sudden the floodgates are open and we got dozens upon dozens telling the exact same story that was predatory in its nature. That's not this person.
Yeah.
That's not Kavanaugh.
I want to get I get you for another thing. You can stay here for one more segment.
Because
I want to talk about the book, so we're going to take a break and talk about your book. But let me get Karen in here because we lost her on the line, and I didn't want to mischaracterize what she said. Karen from Spring Hill, Florida.
Hi.
Hi, Karen.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Awesome. Hi, Tom.
Hi.
When I was 5 years old, I was lured by a neighbor into a garage and almost molested.
Uh-huh.
And at 5 years old, which was 51 years ago, I never, ever forgot any single detail about it.
Yeah.
Whatsoever. And then at 12 years old, I was molested. Me and a friend of mine, when we tried to walk to a 7-Eleven at nighttime, never, ever. I forget a lot of things, but traumatic things like that happen in your life, you don't forget.
Yeah, and you know the exact, the places and the years and everything.
Exactly.
Well,
I was five and 12 and everything.
A call we got from another fellow who said it was he was in the third grade when something happened and he didn't forget any of the details either. Karen, thanks for the call. I just wanted to get you in there. 833-852-4866. When we come back, I want to ask you some questions about the deep state because this is not a book that is about the Mueller investigation. It's about the deep state, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Jason Chaffetz is here when we get back on the Tom Shalhoub Show.
The Tom Shalhoub Show is now streaming live video.
See all the action in the studio by going to TomShalhoubShow.com and click on Watch.
At
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-6934 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-6934. Again, that's 800-318-6934.
If you suffer from heartburn or other digestive-related disorders, then there is a new, safe, better, and natural alternative to better digestive wellness and heartburn relief. Praxid not only provides relief of heartburn, but Praxid takes a 360-degree approach to support better digestion, protect you from harmful bacteria, and also balance your stomach to improve digestive functions.
We like to think of it as the multivitamin of digestive health.
It's the only product to combine all natural ingredients known for the digestive health properties into a single patented product. Praxid also comes in easy-to-carry packs. Praxid relieves, restores, and maintains a healthy digestive system. Praxid is available here for only $39.95. Shipping and handling is free, and your money back is guaranteed.
To take advantage of this special radio offer, call now 1-800-829-5688. That's 1-800-829-5688. Again, 1-800-829-5688.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right of way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of Eastside Road just before Girvan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Tom Shalhoub back with the Tom Shalhoub Show. We're here with Jason Chaffetz, publication day for his new book, The Deep State. And we hear so much about the deep state when we're talking about Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. But there's more to the deep state than those two and the Mueller investigation and everything else, right? And that's what this book is about.
I got a great lengths in this book. See, I was in Congress 8.5 years as chairman of the Oversight Committee. We had a lot come across our desk. But these are real life stories, everything from Benghazi, the IRS, Fast and Furious, things that you may have heard about in the news, and then a lot of stuff that you've never heard about, like the Chemical Safety Board and sexual predators within the bureaucracy itself, and how the deep state will go to all every length it possibly can to protect them, even when we have a bipartisan group like myself and Elijah Cummings saying, you know what, this is wrong, this person needs to be prosecuted, the deep state will still say, no, we're just not going to do that. And it is scary because a lot of federal workers do a good, hard-working, patriotic job. They do what they're asked to be done. But there is a group out there that's brazen. They don't hide in the shadows. They just know that they can outweigh people, and they use the tools of the bureaucracy to fight back and resist exposure, resist change. They don't want to be held accountable. They go to great lengths to go after a person like Donald Trump because he is a disruptive president, and they don't like it.
Did you see that latest sting? I got it on Drudge Report this morning, the Project Veritas. He's got a hidden camera, and there's a guy, I don't know what department he's working at. Is it Health and Human Services?
I know,
or something?
I think he's at the State Department.
State Department. And he's basically now, he doesn't have any real duties anymore because somebody shelved one of his projects or something, but he's sitting there bragging about the fact that he spends all day writing Democrat Socialists of America emails, and then he sends them out at 5:01 so that it doesn't come back to haunt him.
This happens more often than people realize. And the problem is the lack of oversight, not because there isn't a will to have it, but because they know how to cover it up to make sure that nobody sees it. And when you do see it and you do call it out, it's so rare to none that anybody gets held accountable.
You start with CFPB, the Consumer Financial, what is it?
Protection Bureau.
Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Why is that chapter one?
It was Elizabeth Warren's dream, and two things that are fascinating about that. We always talk about power of the purse that Congress should exercise. Well, the way the Democrats structured it, they're not funded by Congress. They're funded by the Federal Reserve, and so that even less accountable.
Can I tell you a story?
Sure.
Just the way that the deep state and works kind of hand in hand with big companies. I was at a convention because I used to do stand up and appear at these conventions. I was at a banking convention, and the big banks were all bragging about how the regulation
SEC.
It was the Dodd-Frank.
Oh, Dodd-Frank. Yeah.
They were saying, oh, don't complain about Dodd-Frank. We're going to use all these regulations to crush our competitors because they're big. They can afford the best lawyers. So whenever legislation comes down the pike, the bigs, in this case, the big banks, said, this is a godsend to us because all these little banks, they're like little roaches we can crush now because under the weight of this regulation, only we can deal with this regulation. And they were bragging about it.
The community banks, the credit unions, these smaller regional banks, they got crushed because they couldn't keep up. And think about it, what Obama did. There is more systemic risk because there are less banks holding more risks. And that was exactly the opposite of what they said. And the other thing that I detail, and the reason I go there first, is Obama spent some $700 million in media through his campaigns, two of them. But then he took that same group, and guess who got the advertising contract for the CFPB? None other than his advertising agency with all of his personnel in it.
Yeah.
Huge multi-million dollar contract, things like $950,000 to develop an online tool through the CFPB about how to get a mortgage. I mean, it's just really,
it's all in here. Guys, this stuff is, I know you've been reading, you probably had your books about the Mueller investigation and the plot to bring down Trump. This deep state stuff goes into everything, every part of the deep state, so you want to get it. Jason Chaffetz, The Deep State, How an Army of Bureaucrats Protected Barack Obama and is Working to Destroy the Trump Agenda, and Jason Chaffetz is Working. Have a good day.
Thanks, Tom.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I'm 19 years old, and this is how I live United. I've always been kind of a computer geek, and I found a way to use those skills to help the homeless in my community. For people facing hard times, computer skills and a basic resume are so important. It may seem like a small thing, but it makes a huge difference in people's lives. So with United Way, I created a program where I work with the homeless. Together, we go through their whole job history, write a resume, and then save it on their very own USB drive. We provide workbooks and training certificates. I even budgeted for cupcakes so we can celebrate as a class when one of our people gets a job. That's huge. When somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." That's what Living United feels like to me. My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know, nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Okay, turkey?
Check.
Stuffing?
Check.
Pie?
Sure, got good old pumpkin.
Well, I'd rather have apple, or maybe a cream pie, or maybe a little of each.
Well, now what do I do?
Go to Black Bear Diner in Hilltop Drive and order a four-pack for just $19.99. That way, everyone gets their favorite pie this year.
Okay, I'm off to feed the inner bear.
Oh, hey, and don't forget to add in their limited holiday pie, candy cane chocolate cream pie.
Mmm.
Black Bear Diner.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and